Conscious Curiosity SD, where successful San Diego leaders share their stories of leading beyond profit and are using the influence of business to positively change the companies and communities we all work and live in. I'm your host, Jeff Blanton from Jailbreak Leadership, a proven and powerful process for unlocking the full potential of the people and teams across your organization, giving you the competitive advantage in the marketplace. We want to thank our collaborative community of business organizations, the Better Business Bureau, Conscious Capitalism, Business for Good, Cause San Diego, and Be Local. We're all focused on impacting our community of San Diego through the work they do as business leaders. Welcome to the show. Welcome to Conscious Curiosity SD, where we believe that discovering your purpose and turning it into a powerful mission is the key to living a truly fulfilling life for yourself and the people you have the opportunity to lead. Today in the studio, we have a person who is doing exactly that. Sean Lake, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Sean is the co-founder and CEO of Bubs Natural, a supplement company backed by scientific research and discovery, all in an endless pursuit to find the fountain of youth. Sean, that's a hell of a mission, brother.
Well, look, it, when you realize you're in your 40s and you're creeping into your 50s and you know your 60s are somewhere down the line, self-preservation becomes more than just a passing fancy. So yeah, the idea of the fountain of youth, that expression actually goes back to an old joke that Glenn and I had, we'll talk about who Glenn was and all that.
For sure.
But it was literally like my best buddy from life. And we would always joke about it in our 30s, like, what's a fountain of youth? Now for us, our joke about that was like, is it creatine? Is it HGH? Is it testosterone replacement? Like all the things that were just starting to get known. So we were joking about the fountain of youth. And then
and here you are.
And then here I am. Yeah. A decade later. And I'm like, no, we're living it.
Well, I'm very excited to have you on the show here because the backstory of how this company came to be really goes back to your childhood and some relationships you had on up to where we are today, as well as the product itself and why you're doing what you're doing. So very excited to learn about the backstory, share that with the world here, as well as talk about the business, how you've been able to move that forward over the last couple of years. So ready to rock and roll?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, let's start with that origin story. Maybe you've got a nice tight story to tell about how this came to be because it really is awesome.
I'll consolidate it as best I can. So I grew up in a little suburb in Massachusetts, and my best buddy growing up was a guy named Glenn Doherty. And Glenn and I, you know, became thick as thieves over the course of high school, just realized that we just saw the world in a real similar way, somewhat of a blend between black sheep and adventurous and just wanting to just absolutely tear the roof off of everything we could. That sense of adventure had us both drop out of college in our late teen years to move to the mountains of Utah, to Snowbird, Utah, to become professional athletes. Glenn had his sights set to become a professional skier, and I was just absolutely passionately in love with the sport of snowboarding and seeing what I was made of. So it was really about that challenge and like pushing ourselves. So fast forward a couple of years, and we're now in our mid-20s. All of our buddies have graduated from college. Half of them are married. They're all in this career trajectory. And Glenn and I
are ski bums.
Are ski bums. And, you know, we're kind of looking in the mirror like, all right, we see the old ski bums, the guys that are in their 30s and 40s. And we're like, I don't think I want to be that weathered dude on the mountains. I had gotten really lucky, right place, right time. And, you know, hard work, I guess, was all baked into it. But I got my free ride snowboarding. So I was getting paid a little bit of money to snowboard, getting a bunch of free boxes of goodies, got to travel around the world, and I was just embarking on that journey. Glenn was a hell of a skier, but didn't make it as a pro skier, and he had gone that summer to Costa Rica, met a couple of off-duty Navy SEALs, guys that were just, you know, off in between deployments, and they really pumped him up. Like, he spent some time with them, and they were like, hey, man, like, you got what it takes. You should consider joining the Navy and becoming a SEAL, like all the adventure, all the travel, all the things. And Glenn was like,
they made it sound really good, huh?
Oh, it was a full shoulder rub, like, this is the life. And Glenn came back and he's like, yeah, man, I think if I don't make it as a pro skier by the time I turn 25, I'm going to join the Navy and become a Navy SEAL. Well, what we didn't know then was that that was actually really old. Like, you don't join the Navy and become a SEAL at 25. Like, you're an old dog at that point. But here's Glenn driving down the Navy recruiter. I walked him in there. He signs his paperwork. And a year later, I'm going to his Bud's graduation.
And so that's something about him, because that is not an easy route. You just don't get to walk in and go, I want to be a SEAL. That is
no, this is in the mid
route, man.
Yeah, man, this is the mid-90s. Like, there's no internet. there's no serving like knowledge base online where you can just use AI and say, what's it take to become a Navy SEAL? It was pure grit, mental toughness, determination, and true desire to see what you're made of. And Glenn had all of those qualities in spades. I mean, he was the funniest guy that you'd hang out with. He was the absolute rock of a human who would help you out in a time of adversity. He was that stable force in your life and also that adventurous character that had that mischief quality to him. Like, it was all rolled up into this person.
Bigger than life kind of guy.
And I mean, I was lucky enough to have him as a best friend. And hundreds of other people had him as a best friend. Like, we all got to share in this epic adventure with Glenn. And next thing you know, like, the guy serves 10 years at SEAL Team 3. And during his adventures off in the Navy, I graduated from college, got my degree at the ripe old age of 30. I was chipping away at it. I went back summer and fall semester. So I would go to school in the off season, and then I would use snowboarding and the money I was making from snowboarding, you know, to have all those winter adventures. So I would kind of like bankroll up on all my snowboarding responsibilities. And then in the summer, it was just like head down in the books, get the job done.
Now you knew you wanted that, right?
I knew.
Versus like, I'm going to school because that's the next thing on the journey. It's like, no, I'm going to school because I have a reason to go to school.
Yeah. Like, when I went to school when I was 18, I didn't have a reason.
Right.
Like, I was rudderless. I was just floating around. Like,
as about 90% of kids in college, I believe.
You got it.
Yeah.
When I
went back to school. Very expensive vacation.
Right. When I went back to school, the free ride was over. Like, my parents weren't paying for round two in college. So I had to pay for everything. I had to buckle down and like sit in the front row. Like, you make it count when it's your money. And I learned that. So from 25 to 30, I chipped away at that degree, got it done. It was time to walk away from snowboarding. And I ended up getting recruited by a big company in snowboarding called Burton Snowboards. And they moved me to San Diego to work with a young kid named Sean White. And so Sean had just, you know, he was just coming up onto the scene, getting ready to skyrocket into fame. He hadn't won his first Olympics yet. So I went
and worked. So you got to be part of that ride.
Yeah, just a brief period working with him and his family and with Burton Snowboards. And it was awesome. And then that rolled me into a whole career in the action sports industry. So I worked for a couple of years with ESPN's X Games. I worked briefly with Tony Hawk in one of his secret skate park tours. And then I spent 6 years at DC Shoes, which is a local San Diego company.
What's your sweet spot, Sean? Are you a marketing guy? That's your thing.
I started as a team manager, and then I really learned the mechanics of how product and athlete interact and is sort of, you know, rolled out into a consumer base. And I had a blast doing it and kind of seeing where that fit was, matching kind of lifestyle and aspirational sport performance. And
it's got to be a fun place to work.
It's a fun place to work. It's also nerve-wracking because you don't want to get it wrong.
A lot riding on it, yeah.
Yeah, and I got to work with some amazing world-class athletes. I mean, Travis Pastrana, Dave Mira. I got to be around, you know, like professional surfers like Bruce Irons that were just, you know, they could just do no wrong. And it was really cool to be in that aura and kind of be one of the pieces of the puzzle that would allow for a successful marketing campaign to roll out. And I learned a lot during that time. And all the while, my best buddy is right down the street in Coronado. So fast forward a couple of years, Glenn gets out of the Navy. I get done with DC and we're two guys turning 40, roommates again, you know, two divorced dudes hanging out in Encinitas.
It's not a pretty picture.
No, it's not exactly how we scripted life, but hey, man.
Kind of back to those ski bums you were looking at. We're not going to be those guys. Well, wait a minute. Yeah. What happened?
Yeah. What are we going to do when we grow up? And Glenn was contracting for the CIA. So he was doing security contracting and going overseas, really high risk, dangerous work. Heading into war zones, sometimes like, you know, just a lot of different deployments. And in the fall of 2012 on 9/11, Glenn was one of the Navy SEALs who was killed in Benghazi, Libya. So my roommate, my best buddy, I was the executor of Glenn's estate. I was his listed next of kin on his military paperwork. And, you know, I got that phone call.
So you're the guy they notified.
Yeah.
Wow.
And, you know, to say my life took a massive shift is an understatement. I suddenly went from dealing with where am I going to surf next to a national tragedy and alerting Glenn's friends and family and going through that process. And it was a massive life change. It's also one that I'm grateful that Glenn entrusted me with the job to be able to take care of all of that stuff. And this brand was born from that experience many years later. So everyone can remember the movie 13 Hours. If they don't remember it, I highly recommend that for a watch or read the book. there was a big stink about the American response to Benghazi, Libya, where we lost U.S. ambassador, two Navy SEALs, Glenn, and a guy named Tyrone Woods, and an intelligence officer over there. And, you know, it was an absolutely tragic incident in foreign policy and one that I believe was thoroughly preventable. That doesn't change what happened. What I was left with was a legacy. And how do you protect a legacy? And Glenn's legacy was so important, not just to me, but to all the groups of people that he had influenced over the decades. Our best buddies from Winchester, the ski bums of Utah, the CrossFit and fitness community in San Diego, the Navy SEAL community that Glenn worked with for a decade. Everyone was looking to see, like, how are we going to honor and remember Glenn? So a couple things happened right away. The first thing was, you know, a bunch of celebrations of life. The second was launching a foundation in Glenn's memory. So solving the one problem that Glenn never really solved for, which was, what was he going to do next in life? What was that next career move after being a highly specialized professional soldier? And Glenn hadn't quite figured that out. Maybe be a pilot, maybe be a medic, or, you know,
it's a tough transition for lots of people.
Man, I watched it happen over and over again within Glenn's community and his friend group. So starting the Glenn Doherty Memorial Foundation was a way to help ease in that transition from active duty to civilian life. And that now the foundation's been running for, they're 11 and a half years in. So it's awesome. They've issued over 50 scholarships helping bridge the gap in the GI Bill, because there is a gap there that a lot of people don't end up going back to school because those costs are just too high. So being a part of that launch was awesome. After it had been going for about 5 years, I discovered, totally independently of that, the benefits of collagen. And that you kind of wonder, like, how does collagen have anything to do with this? And
connect the dots here.
Yeah, let's connect those dots. So the foundation was up and running. The movie 13 Hours had come out. The congressional hearings, the Benghazi congressional hearings, had already happened and kind of wound down. So by 2017, like, everything was starting to calm down. Benghazi wasn't in the national news cycle as much as it had been for, like, gosh, 4+ years before that. And my wife bought me a jar of collagen, you know, just some brand off of Amazon, because she works in the news and she, like, you know, read about it on some blog and it was, like, a timely topic. And she said, "Hey, you're 45 years old. We have a 1-year-old son and your knees sound like crinkled up newspaper when you're walking up a flight of stairs. I would like to preserve you in your old age. So please take this stuff." And I laughed because, like, truly, like, after all the years of CrossFit and mountain biking and snowboarding and surfing and all the sports.
High mileage.
I got a lot of miles on these joints. And I looked at it and said, "Okay, well, you know, I'll give this a try. What do I do with it?" She's like, "Just take a scoop, put it in your coffee in the morning." Well, I drink coffee religiously every morning. It's just part of our daily routine. So I'm like, put a scoop in. So about 3 weeks into taking this stuff, I didn't even look what it was in it. I just said, "Is it collagen, protein? Okay, cool. It's a protein. I'll drink it." And my fingernails are growing like crazy. And I look at the jar and it says, "Hair, skin, nails, joint health, muscle recovery," like all these, like, buzzwords. And I'm like, "Huh, something's happening here. My fingernails are growing like crazy." And as a guy, like, you notice that stuff. A week later, I needed a haircut.
One more chore to do.
Yeah, right. But then, like, then I needed a haircut. And I was like, "Man, I just got a haircut. That's really weird." And then about a month later, so we're 2 months in, taking this stuff religiously, like every single morning, just putting it in my coffee. I'll never forget, I jump out of bed and we're flying cross country. I'm grabbing all the things and our kid and Heather and going down to the airport. And we get off the airplane in Boston, right? It's like a 6-hour flight cross country. And I look at Heather and I say, "Oh my God, nothing hurts. I feel great." She's like, "Well, that's nice." I'm like, "No, you don't understand. I just sat cramped up in an airplane for 6 hours. Like, normally it would take me like 15 minutes just to get my knees to start moving Everything felt fine.
That's why I have you here, Sean. I need some of this.
Yeah. So I'm like, what is in this stuff? And that just started the journey. I was like, what's in collagen? What makes it so special that it has changed my life? And by the way, every day ever since then, now, you know, 7 years in, it's just been better and better and better. Like, I've got a new baseline for mobility, for recovery, for how I move. And, you know, my knee pain or my elbow pain or joints and shoulders and impingements are not the mitigating factor. Like, I can be my own worst enemy when I want to go and do a workout or, you know, charge after it, but my recovery is sound. And I looked at what collagen is and I'm like, "Oh, collagen is the most abundant protein in the human body, bar none. You have more collagen in your body than any other protein. In your 20s, you start losing about 1% of that collagen in your body every year, year over year. So think about it from 20 to 30, that's not a big deal. But 30 to 40 starts to add up. 40 to 50, 50 to 60, like start doing the math. You are losing this protein. Well, what's so important about this protein? Collagen is not only the most abundant protein in the human body, it performs a very specific duty. It is a glue that is holding your body together. So think stronger nails, fuller hair, tighter skin, right? All sounds great. All cosmetic things. Your wife loves that. She's like, oh, cool. I want to be young and beautiful. Collagen produces synovial fluid. It's an amino acid in there called glycine, and glycine produces synovial fluid. Well, synovial fluid lubricates and cushions your joints. Then you've got muscle recovery. So all of these amino acids, which are any protein has a series of amino acids, but all of the amino acids in collagen are loaded up to perform all of these kind of recovery duties or these fortifying duties that are all these glues that hold your body together. So you take collagen because we don't naturally get it in our diets, and your body is no longer producing the levels of collagen that it needs to in order to thrive. So you supplement with it. And it's ingenious because it is literally a one single ingredient, incomplete protein. And it's a series of amino acids that all work together to glue your body back together. It's as simple as that. It's literally ground up cowhide in a jar that is unflavored, heat tolerant. And when you get the right one, you don't taste it. It dissolves right in whatever liquid or soup or smoothie or however you want to use it. And it just makes your whole entire existence better.
Well, I'm excited. You brought me a few samples here, so I'm ready to jump in.
I did.
I'm that guy that sits on an airplane after 3 hours. It's like they almost have to carry me out. You know?
Oh, yeah. It can be brutal. Yeah. And like you can be in your 30s and have that same experience. Yeah. So I got lucky. My wife introduced me to it in my mid-40s. It had a profound impact on my recovery and just my general levels. I mean, literally my energy levels went up because my body was recovering better. I was sleeping better. And those amino acids, like this is simple Google research to do and look like, are there medical studies supporting the benefits of collagen? Good luck. You're going to be reading for about a year on all the research that's been done supporting the benefits of supplementing with collagen. Like this isn't voodoo. This isn't some like, does it really work? This is, nah, man, the science is out there.
And you're living proof.
Take it for a spin.
Yeah, take it for a spin. Love it.
So I was just in love with the product. And enter a guy named TJ Ferreira, longtime e-commerce expert who was kind of a buddy. Like, we worked out a little bit together, and we were working on a couple of projects together. He comes over to the house one day. My one-year-old son's crawling around on the floor. And we're spitballing about some work project. He sees the jar of collagen, and he's like, oh, you take that stuff? I'm like, oh, yeah, man, it's changed my life. Like, you know, I'm just raving about how good I feel. I'm running faster, back squatting, like all the things. And he says, well, that's a fast trending product on Amazon. We should start a business. And I'm laughing. I'm like, dude, I'm 45 years old and I got a one-year-old. Like, you're nuts. But you know what? What would it look like? Sure. Like, let's spitball this thing. And we both looked at each other and said, well, if we ever started a company, we'd have to do something cool for charity. Opening line, said at the exact same time, and I just had a moment, laughed, and I'm like, well, I know the charity. It's got to be Glenn's charity. And Glenn's call sign in the Navy was Bub. So we'll name the company Bub's Naturals as a tribute to Glenn and his way of life. This guy that stood for self-improvement, so every product we make will be geared around making the self better. And Glenn was always helping others. Like he
clarity
was that
of purpose,
dependable.
Submission, yeah. Love it.
Immediately, like before we even had any idea what to do, we said, we'll give 10% of all profits to serving Glenn's charity and charitable causes in Glenn's name. This is like sitting at the table in a 5-minute whirlwind of an idea.
That's how good things happen, man. They just happen like that. Unscripted. The doors just sort of open up, right? Yeah, yeah. It's unbelievable.
Thoroughly unscripted, yet it absolutely felt so right. It felt the most right in my very nonlinear career path as anything had been. Like, this feels like the right thing to do. And much like taking that job at DC Shoes, it felt like the right place to be and the right thing to do. This felt infinitely better. And then it was, well, let's figure this thing out. And if I'm going to put Glenn's name on the jar of anything we make, we better make the best in quality of everything that we do. And that started that journey about 6.5 years ago. And here we are.
Here we are. Beautiful. What a story. So share a little bit about the business, right? I mean, this podcast is about the business leaders and we've got guys running big companies that are established. We got some really startup guys. So tell us a little about the journey of getting started.
Well, so, you know, again, my business partner was all e-commerce. And it's funny because I came almost exclusively from the retail space, like with a sprinkle of e-commerce. But in 2017, you know, like, hey, brick and mortar was the way things went. Well, I knew nothing about grocery. And what I did know was that we were coming out with a product, collagen peptides, and this unflavored, incomplete protein did so many good things for the human body. But how are we going to sell it? Well, immediately it was start a Shopify website and launch a SKU on Amazon. Those were the two platforms. That's what we knew. That's what TJ knew. And I knew how to backfill that in with the story and the purpose and the why. And then my job was to figure out the product. I wanted the best collagen on the market. I didn't want to go to market and have, you know, some average one. There was already 50 brands on Amazon selling collagen. How do we break through the clutter? Flavor, solubility, amino acid profile, the performance of the product, and how easy it is to use. That's what the problems that I wanted to solve. Like, I knew you needed it.
So that's a science project. How did you crack that nut?
You start by buying every single competitor that's on the market, and you very informally test them all. I used like glasses of cold water, and I poured them all in and kind of went around.
So taste test, solubility, those kinds of things.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. And then, you know, the amino acid profiles are written on every jar. Like, you have to, per regulations of the FDA, like, put all your ingredient list and like what is in the product. So I had that as a baseline, and I narrowed it down to like two companies that really had what I felt were a far superior product than what everyone else had. And it was then figure out, like, well, where do they go to buy their product? And I learned about an industry trade show that was specific to natural food ingredients. And a buddy of mine who was in that space sort of said, hey, you know, go out to this trade show in Vegas. And I walked the trade show. Literally black t-shirt, black jeans. Everyone's in like suits and ties. And I'm like, some disheveled, you know, aging punk rock snowboarder trying to learn the space. And, you know, I grabbed a catalog and I walked around and I went to every single collagen brand that I could find. And I really was leaving that show totally uninspired. And I had a couple of leads, but I was like, man, this is really overwhelming. There's like collagens out of China. There's collagens out of Korea. There's a bunch from South America.
And they kind of their own standalone product. They weren't part of some larger company.
Lot of them were part of big, larger conglomerates. And listen, collagen as a protein, and this is worth knowing, like, there's gelatin, which is, you know, the bones and hooves and different parts of the animal. That's where a lot of collagen was coming from. And that's a lower grade amino acid profile and has a little bit more of a pungent smell and taste to it. So I wanted to avoid the traditional gelatin producers, but a lot of those gelatin producers were starting to make collagen. And that's usually sourced from cartilage and the interfascia tissue of the hide. So it comes out of the leather tanneries. And that's what I was interested in, because that was where the amino acid profile was the richest. And it just appeared to be the highest quality. And that was the path I was chasing down. And again, limited information available on this. I was chasing the numbers and then subjectively the flavor and the solubility. So I'm on my way out of this trade show. I'm literally walking out the door and I'm walking past this one booth that has a giant map of the United States on it. And there's a little red dot that says Peabody, Massachusetts up in, you know, on the corner of the map. And I'm like, oh my God, it's like two towns away from where I grew up. So I just walk up to this booth and I'm like, hey, I'm just small talking. Who's from Peabody around here? And there's a bunch of people from Iowa and they're like, nobody. I'm like, but you got Peabody written right there. And they're like, we have a plant out there that does gelatin. I'm like, no kidding. They do gelatin in Massachusetts? I had no idea. They're like, oh yeah, it's a longstanding plant. I'm like, you guys know anything about collagen? And the lady kind of looks at me. She's like, yeah. I'm like, well, if you want the world's smallest customer to buy your collagen, you just got to tell me that you're better than brand A and brand B, the ones that I had been testing. And she smiles, looks at me, and she's like, you're going to love our stuff.
So these guys were manufacturers.
They were manufacturers. I had no idea.
Perfect.
I literally stumbled into this booth on my way out the door to go to the airport and fly home. And I have been buying my collagen peptides.
I love it. I love you. You kind of just follow your gut, don't you?
Oh, there's so much of that. And I think there's so much of that in life.
And yeah, then there's a lot of us get caught up in our heads and we don't do that well.
We do. Yeah, I do. So. And this was one of those moments where I didn't. And 6 years later, I exclusively work with this one company to secure the best quality flavor, amino acid profile, and solubility. And we're a single source company. And that has allowed us to maintain a level of quality and integrity in the product that is one of the signatures of Bubs. And like that's it. Like you can buy any collagen out there. You're never going to get a better one than ours. And I will take that Pepsi challenge against any brand. And then I validate that. We validate that by working with the NSF for Sport, the National Sanitation Foundation. Like we work with them to independently test everything about our products to be free of like any banned substances, clean ingredients. It is the highest level of independent testing to validate.
We need that today, right? For professional athletes and that, man, you got to be able to prove, man, you got clean product.
Yeah, I mean,
they can't afford to be taking something. They don't know what it is.
No, absolutely not. Yeah. I mean, we're the collagen provider of the San Diego Padres, and we earned that spot by having a great product. It's not because we're local San Diego business.
Yeah.
Like that makes it extra sweet. But no, we work with the Padres because, you know, you earn that by having a great ingredient, great product. And the second group is called the Whole 30 Approved, which is a clean eating diet protocol that was started by, you know, kind of famous influencer named Melissa Urban. And it's all about eating clean ingredients and simple ingredient foods. So we work with both of those in tandem, and it's been a great journey. And then, you know, we've introduced additional products on our journey along the way that have just, you know, further complemented that. So like we do a creamer line that's a functional creamer. And you're like, oh, I put half and half in my coffee. Well, it's like, well, why? It does absolutely nothing for your body. And you put a little bit of extra sugar in there in a dairy product. But like, what's it doing for you? When you can use a coconut oil-based product, you are actually introducing a healthy fat into your diet. When it's broken into an MCT, a medium chain triglyceride, that is what your brain uses for fuel. And so think mental focus and energy for hours. And you can do that by using coconut oil. So we use coconut oil and tapioca starch, add a little grass-fed butter to it, and it is better than any creamer you are ever going to get on the market. And it performs a functional duty. You get energy, you get mental clarity and focus, and you get it from two ingredients. So that kind of simplicity meets self-improvement is the hallmark of what we try and do.
So is everything still e-commerce? Or are you doing some brick and mortar sales? How does that, like today?
We are 95% direct to consumer. It's almost an even split between Shopify and our Amazon storefront. We have about 5% of our business is boutique wholesale and a little traditional grocery, but we're talking 5%. So, you know, 2018 was our launch year. I mean, throw the math out there. We did like $640,000 in revenue, but it was like proof of concept. Hey, we got something. 2019, we jumped up to $1.7 million. COVID hit, we did $4.5 million in rev.
Gotta love COVID.
Well, I mean, people wanted to be healthy. And right. We had these two main products, this creamer and this collagen, and everyone's sitting at home sipping a bunch of coffee. So it just made sense. And then everything's just kind of stacked and grown from there, but it's all been built on the direct-to-consumer model. And it's funny because we tried going into grocery in 2021. And
it's a tough road to hoe, man.
One of the biggest business regrets that I have was not having enough money on the balance sheet and enough of a forward-thinking plan to go into grocery. We just felt like, hey, we can scale and grow into grocery. It is not that easy.
I had Doug Raggio in here. You probably know Doug from actually San Diego, and he was telling me how difficult it was.
Well, it's funny because you got guys like Ari, and like, you know, Ari was up my ass about going into grocery. Get your butt in grocery. Grocery is the way. That's how you're going to make it. And I'm looking at it and I'm like, dude, like, I don't know what kind of deep pockets your businesses have to justify that. But by my math, I need to be willing to lose millions of dollars for 2 to 3 years before I'm going to make that back into a break even and then ultimately flip it into profitability.
If it works. Yeah.
If it works. And so we tried it when we were doing like $6 million in revenue and it just absolutely blew up on us. It didn't work. We got wooed in by UNFI and KHE to do these like new ad brand spotlight things, sold in about $500,000 in product and had about half of it returned to us. So it was a total boondoggle. Mm. And we hadn't built up enough business where we were succeeding that we should have just doubled down on. And we have ever since then was our subscription model business, our direct consumer business. So, I mean, I've got over 13,000 active subscribers between Amazon and our website today. And we honor that customer with perks and specials and things you can't do at the grocery store level. You can indoctrinate people into your mission and story and your why so much better with the direct model. And I love it because I can have conversations with my customers. I can't have that at a grocery store.
And when you walk in a grocery store, you're just overwhelmed with like, oh, here's 15 products, right? I mean, at least I am. Like,
yeah.
Be it cough medicine, whatever you're buying, right? It's just like, what?
Well, you put us on the shelf next to Vital Proteins, right? Vital Proteins, the number one player in the collagen space. Jennifer Aniston is their spokesperson. Like, everyone knows who they are. Things that people don't know about Vital Proteins, they source from places all over the world, right? Which means their quality is going to go up and down with that supply chain. Other things you don't know, they're owned by Nestle. And maybe that's not a big deal. Maybe that's not a bad thing. But, you know, Nestle is one of the largest food conglomerates in the world. And boy, do you think they're thinking about profit margin, or are they really dialing into their customers' needs and that integrity and quality? I would say that's very much up for debate. But your average customer would just look at it and see like, oh, okay, Blue Char, I'll take that one.
I was sharing the other day a story where I was looking to buy a supplement and went online looking for it, and a B Corp came up, which B Corp's part of our collaborative crew here. And it's like, I just, back to like trust, right? Like, oh, okay, these guys have some validation as to who they are.
Yeah, you know what it takes to be a certified B Corp.
Right,
you know the hoops that they jump through. Massive hoops. So, hey, that's important stuff.
Yeah.
Like, you want to know and trust like what you're getting out of your product. And that's why we use NSF for Sport, because we're on a third-party database. You can go over there and just take a look and like, hey, look, these guys are ticking all those boxes. Right. Hey, I can trust that. Whole 30 approved. While it's more subjective by nature, like, they evaluate and audit what a brand does and what they stand for. So I like that, because I can go to you, Jeff, and say, I've got the best collagen on the planet, but don't take my word for
right.
it. What am I doing
to prove it?
To prove it to you, because it is a prove it economy. And that's what we do, you know, with our business. It's like, we lay those things out so that the customer can just know up front, hey, these guys give 10% of profits to charity. Oh, guess what? That doesn't mean anything if you're not profitable. Literally, we are not a profitable business. We're a growth business. We are in the business of growing. So I donate money every single year to the charitable causes that are important to us by basically creating little hacks. I'll use Veterans Day as an example, because it's one of my, you know, favorite examples. 5 years ago, we decided to give 100% of proceeds to Glenn's Foundation on Veterans Day, because we knew we weren't going to be profitable. And we're like, well, what does that one day matter, right? We'll just take all the sales from that day, back out product and shipping costs, and we'll write them a check. And we wrote a check for like $5,000. It felt awesome. Mm. And then the next year, it was $10,000, and 10 went to 15. Last year, I wrote a check for over $20,000 to Glenn's Foundation. We're not profitable, but you find a way to honor your mission, and you'll get there. So this year, the goal is, no. We will finish this year profitable. Like, we will tighten down everything that we're doing.
Yeah.
And we're going to write a real check at the end of the year to represent the true profit that the business had. And I can't wait for that day. Well, that requires a lot of, you know, judicious behavior and adhering to budgets and adhering to honoring the blend of growth.
It's that phase now, Sean.
We're getting there. I mean, growth is still the primary objective. Like, I don't want to be the best kept secret in the nutritional supplement space. I'm done with those years. Like, we've done that for the last 6 years. I want more people to know what we do and how we can help change their lives for the better.
Love it.
Yeah.
Naturally, San Diego. I mean, that's how I met you.
Yep.
Maybe talk about that a little bit. How's that fit into the equation here? Because you identified the product as one, packaging is a whole nother, right? So yeah, talk about that organization.
Well, you know, there's two organizations in San Diego that I'm fond of, and I want to talk about both of them.
Sure.
Naturally San Diego, I learned about them through a guy named Matt Clifford. And Matt was one of the founding members, and he was with Barnana at the time. And he said, hey, this is a great group. You got to be a part of this. I met Ari, and Ari was very, you know, headstrong individual and very convincing. And I loved it. I was like, I love his energy. I'm going to join this group. And then you realize, like, guys, you guys don't do anything in grocery, which is we've already covered. And what I found was that most of these brands are grocery brands. So I could learn from them, but I could also contribute to them. And that's a big part of any organization that you're in, is like, I don't ever want to join a group if I've got nothing to offer. I want to be a part of a group where I can bring some value. In this case, it was storytelling, direct to consumer, kind of that brand DNA. Mm-hmm. And folks really have responded well to that. Like, I don't know if they're customers or not, but they certainly were responding to what Bubs stands for and how that is personified in our product line. And naturally San Diego is a phenomenally, like, they're an ethically sound group. They care about natural brands emerging from this community that we live in. And there's a lot of us out there, and we're talking like the Chihuahua chocolates. Like, there's brands right underneath us that we don't necessarily realize. Like,
there's once San
upon
Diego,
a farm,
yeah,
where, you know, where Ari got started. Like, my kids were, you know, using those little squeezy drinks when they were infants. And there's a lot of them, Coconut Cult now. Like, there's just brands and brands inside of that space that are right from your Perfect Snacks, like Perfect Bars. Like, they're in every grocery store in America, And they're right in Sereno Valley. So I got to meet and have gotten to interact with a lot of those brands. And that has been super cool because they're quality. They're good brands. They all want to put a nice product on the store shelves, make a difference in people's lives. And it's neat because there's chapters in different areas. There's one in Boulder. There's one in LA. There's a couple back east. I really love the San Diego group there.
A lot of great energy. I enjoy going to the events. It's always lots of lots of fun going on. People are, you know, up to stuff, you know. Great environment.
It's kind of like the Ignite group that you've got here. You've got folks in all different walks of life trying to establish themselves, learn business, start their dream. And naturally has a lot of resources, like their Pitch Slam, where you can come through that experience and get valuable legal resources, financial resources. Like you can really learn some of the mechanics of the business, like stuff, quite frankly, that we just fumble fucked our way through, pardon my French. And now we have this playbook.
There was an easier way. What?
Yeah. Oh God. Yeah.
Why would we do that?
I walked in the doors here at, you know, Better Business Bureau and Ignite. And I'm like, where were you guys 6 years ago? But I mean, like, you listen, taking those lumps is part of the learning experience. And I'm now grateful to be a part of some of these groups. The second one is very sport focused. Is called SDSI, so the San Diego Sports Innovators. It was launched with Bill Walton, rest in peace, you know, years and years ago, and it was his way of giving back to the community of San Diego that has given him so much. And SDSI has been a phenomenal group to be a part of. I just joined up with those guys about a year and a half ago, and I love the exchanges in there. That's, again, more sport-focused, mm-hmm. but you've got these groups in San Diego that, you know, they're low cost, but really high return. It's neat being a part of both of those.
Love it.
Yeah.
Well, we're actually getting sort of the end of the program here. And I always like to ask the big question of what's the big idea? I mean, you've experienced quite the crazy life here, getting to be the pro athlete, the ski bum, all these good things, made a lot of great turns, had a great buddy that unfortunately gave up his life here for the country. And even more stories around that, I know, because I've listened to some of your podcasts, including getting him the Congressional Medal of Honor, if I'm correct. Yeah.
Yeah. Which yeah. Later this year.
That's amazing, Sean. What's your big thought here? If everybody walked away at this moment, what's like the one big thing? Hey guys, you just need to know this and remember this.
You know, there's two that I'm going to give you. One is just a slogan. It's an expression that I caught a while ago and it really stuck. And that expression is to die young as late as possible. Now just let that sink in for a little bit. Just die young as late as possible. The second one is actually an old Teddy Roosevelt speech called The Man in the Arena. And it is so much about not just the entrepreneurial journey, but about just getting in the ring and taking your best swings at life. That's what we're here for. Like, life isn't about those timid souls who know neither victory nor defeat. It is about that player in the arena who gets bloodied but unbowed, who falls down but gets back up. And that is what it's all about. So I definitely encourage anyone who's at a crossroads, anyone who's just kind of at a moment of introspection, like, go read that speech, and I dare you not to be moved by it.
Oh, I love that. I love that. That's some good advice. Get in the game.
Get in the game, man. That's what we're here for.
Exactly. And I'll tell you, life goes by like this, right? All of a sudden you're 40, then you're 50, then you're 60, and where the hell did it all go, right?
Exactly.
You don't want to be starting your game at 60. That's not the time. So no. Get in there now.
I mean, it's never too late.
No,
but hey, man,
still
get a head start on that one.
Yeah, and there's no guarantees about tomorrow either, so that's the other reason.
Nope, another reason to get out there and start living.
Well, Sean, man, I appreciate you coming in. You're doing some amazing work. You're very inspiring here. You got me excited about the product. You got me excited about what you're trying to do with the business and the impact that you're having out here in the world. So keep up that great work, my friend.
Thanks, man. This has been an honor. Thanks for having me.
Well, that's our show for today, and if you enjoyed it, please subscribe, comment, and most importantly, share the podcast with a friend. Again, special thanks to our collaborative community of San Diego business organizations, the Better Business Bureau, Conscious Capitalism, Be Local, Business for Good, and Cause San Diego, who are all using the influence of business to positively impact our very own community of San Diego. I'm Jeff Blanton from Jailbreak Leadership saying, until next time, go do what you do. Go do what you do best, for we are all counting on you.